Zafiro.
Good morning. May it please the court, Attorney Richard Zafiro of Wauwatosa, Wisconsin. And I'd like to reserve 2 minutes in rebuttal. This is a case where plain error exists. That was the emphasis of the government's brief standard of review, and I think it's the correct one because the issue of the limited remand was not raised by trial counsel as it should have been. But clearly, the whole reason this case was sentenced the second time was because the guidelines became advisory. This was a Palladino remand, and so under a Palladino remand, really the only thing for the trial court to have done was to look at the sentence, look at the now advisory guidelines, and decide whether this sentence is reasonable or whether something else would be reasonable given the guidelines simply advisory status.
Well, it doesn't seem like that makes a lot of sense that you shouldn't be able to consider any new evidence because now the guidelines are advisory, and why wouldn't the judge want to look at other factors that were probably not relevant when the guidelines are mandatory?
Well, a couple of things, Your Honor. One, I think it would have been relevant at the time, and in fact, the proof that it was relevant is that at least some portions of the same transaction were submitted in the government's submissions for the first sentence. But as far as the relevance to the case at bar here, the relevance isn't what the trial court wanted. In fact, the trial court said, I believe, the government quoted in its brief, the trial court said that maybe they might want additional evidence, among other factors. Rather, what's relevant here is what this court did. What's relevant is this court's order. This court entered a limited remand order.
Actually, that's not true, counsel. The limited Palladino remand had occurred previously, and the district court said it was uncertain about whether it would sentence differently, and then we ordered a full remand, unlimited, for a full resentencing. So I think you have the procedural history wrong, and a full resentencing following a Palladino remand in which the district court advises that it's uncertain about how it would sentence the defendant in an advisory sentencing regime, or that it wishes to resentence the defendant because it would have imposed a different sentence. A resentencing following that sort of notice from the district court is a full resentencing without limitation, and our cases have held that. And so as a legal matter, this argument fails.
Well, and in fact, that and certainly I'm just the lawyer on this side of the bench, but the way that I read it and attached it at A107 is that it appears to be based specifically on Palladino and on Askew.
Correct, but it's the second step in a Palladino remand, not a limited remand for purposes of getting the district court's statement about how it would resentence the defendant if it had the opportunity to do so. It's the final step in Palladino, which is full resentencing. There is no limitation in that step.
And
well, there's no resentencing that takes place under a Palladino remand. It's just sent to the district judge to advise whether the sentence would be the same.
And in fact, then to give the guidelines advisory status, but that was one of three arguments in that regard. The government had the opportunity. It would have been relevant at the first sentencing, could have raised it, didn't raise it. I argued waived it by not raising it. And the first sentence, I believe the reason perhaps that they didn't raise it was because we had judge-found facts by a preponderance of the evidence that sufficed to put this under the guidelines into the life sentence range. But then, after and only after a successful appeal by Longoria, do we have the government bringing in this additional testimony, essentially having a mini-trial on the Perez shooting. I think that type of thing certainly could have been done and was waived, and that sort of thing, in light of the fact that it's only done after a successful appeal, raises issues of vindictiveness. But we have a line of cases running from Apprendi, now most recently to Cunningham, that talks about the proper role of the judge and jury in sentencing. And I've raised that in this case in a 28-J submission, I believe the day after the Cunningham case, that the only reason that we're in this B1A situation at all is because a judge, by preponderance, found quantity. And that's not the job of the judge. That's the job of the jury. Unless you have a jury making these sorts of findings, then you have to go to the default, which would have been B1C, and sentence under that default provision, regardless of how reprehensible that the court ultimately comes to believe that the Perez conduct was, or any other aspect of the dealing.
That argument ignores the Booker remedial opinion. As long as the guidelines are advisory, judge-found facts are okay. So this argument has been put to rest long ago, and nothing about Cunningham changes that.
And again, respectfully disagreeing or reading Cunningham differently, that the tail wagged the dog here. The tail of drug quantity, which was found by a judge, wagged the dog here, as opposed to having quantity found by a jury, and at least it's my reading of Cunningham that was what was required. If there's nothing further, I guess I'll save the rest for rebuttal, but that's, thank you.
Okay, Mr. Porter.
Your Honors, good morning. I must say that after the resentencing of Mr. Longoria, the only thought that I had was whether the government should appeal. And now here we are having to defend what occurred there, including charges of vindictiveness. I think Your Honors get it right. This initially was a limited remand. Judge Shader said, I want to consider further evidence. I do wish to resentence the defendant, and so the September 22, 2005 order ordered this case remanded for a full resentencing. We then presented the evidence in a more fulsome manner than we had previously, and His Honor Judge Shader nevertheless decided to impose a sentence that was not the same sentence that he had imposed before. He imposed a lesser sentence. So this wasn't a limited remand. This was a full remand, and Judge Shader properly considered the evidence that we had proposed. In terms of the vindictiveness issue, of course, none of the cases cited in the Supreme Court apply at all here because we weren't seeking an increased sentence. We were seeking the reimposition of the same sentence. And so, Your Honors, if there are no questions, we would ask that Judge Shader's sentence be affirmed.
Okay, thank you. Anything further, Mr. Sabrina?
Unless the court has any other questions, I will rely upon our briefing.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. The case is taken under advisement. Mr. Sabrina, thank you for accepting the appointment and vigorously defending your client here. And